Conflict is an unavoidable feature of all war groups. No one is immune. A conflict will occur. You need to know what to do when it happens, even more critical if your team is virtual. Given the complex dynamics of virtual teams, understanding and managing conflict becomes a significant challenge. Competition can be both constructive and destructive. When team members present different views on the activity and contribute positively to decision making, it leads to helpful conflict. Deadly conflict occurs when group members doubt the intentions behind the difference of opinion. Conflict becomes unhealthy when it is not managed and people do not treat each other well. Therefore, it is essential to manage conflict in teams so that relationships remain functional. A virtual team leader's fundamental responsibility is to prevent disagreements about activities from escalating into interpersonal conflict. A strong leader who can anticipate team members' expectations and differences acts as a lifeline in case of problems. The first and most important task is to ensure a solid and well-planned orientation at the beginning of the project. This is when ground rules are established, expectations are clarified, and responsibilities are delegated. Team building and icebreaker activities should also be part of the virtual team orientation session. Members should be encouraged to share their experiences, past experiences, and other informal information about themselves. This helps members relate to each other. A constant flow of communication should be encouraged. You need to hire people with the right attitude, along with their skills and expertise. The right position in the context of virtual teams means competence, tolerance, and cross-cultural understanding. Virtual teams can save a lot of time, effort, and energy in resolving conflict if they pay close attention when recruiting and selecting virtual team members. Managing a virtual team is rewarding and challenging. Flexibility, reduced overhead, and the freedom to work from anywhere are certainly attractive advantages, but the lack of face-to-face interaction can make critical management responsibilities, such as conflict resolution, very demanding. Building trust is the key to managing conflict in virtual teams. In a virtual team, words can easily be misunderstood because of the lack of nonverbal communication features, including gestures, body language, and facial expressions. Therefore, unresolved disputes between team members can drastically hamper a team's ability to work together efficiently. No virtual team can avoid disputes altogether, which should not be the goal. However, you can strengthen your team's ability to manage conflict by developing stronger interpersonal relationships. Teams supported by solid interpersonal relationships possess exceptional communication skills and trust. Here are a few things you can consider to manage conflict in your virtual team properly. Number one, get to know each team member. The team leader needs to take the time and get to know each team member. Find out their history and their journey. This will help you analyze individual skills and leverage the knowledge to help the group. You may discover specialized skills that can be useful to everyone and even understand the member's personality at the same time. Number two, promote open communication. Allow each team member to express their views. An available line of communication is essential for greater efficiency. Otherwise, team members feel belittled and dominated by the leadership or dominant players in the group. When attempting to reach consensus through virtual meetings, plan and be sure to present the schedule early enough to solicit input from each team member actively. Number three, listen actively. Don't let biases and flawed assumptions govern your decision making. For example, the Mumbai team never responds. The Singapore team members don't follow instructions well. Or the Chennai team spends many hours waiting for the Dubai office to wake up in the morning. These types of biases can eradicate trust and hinder collaboration. Instead, a leader should pause and understand why specific locations or team members operate differently. If you ignore local cultures, considerations and needs that affect each team member, this can lead to unnecessary friction. Ask questions, listen to your team members, and develop the flexibility to handle different cultures. Listen and ask for more to learn different ways to motivate and mobilize groups with varying thought processes. Number four, develop a framework for success. You must have different work styles when you have a virtual team. This does not mean that everyone should go crazy and work according to their methodology. It's up to the leader to set clear rules and help members come together. Instead of imposing a style, leaders should take steps to explain the importance of specific standards and allow members to participate in this effort. When setting standards, try to implement cross-cultural practices to create uniformity. Number five, address conflict immediately. If a conflict occurs, regardless of your efforts, resolve it directly before it's too late. Understand the different perspectives at play and try to resolve the conflict by taking a middle ground. A leader must act as a bridge to connect various team members. And most of all, never ignore conflict and be sure to take timely action to turn it into significant growth opportunities for your virtual team members.